Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Alvin Daniels, and I'm calling about some charges on my card. I'm trying to find out what they were. I know one of them was for $7.95, and one of them was for $54.97.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
29223.
Your first and last name one more time, sir?
Alvin Daniels.
Could it be under a different name?
No.
Okay. Could it be under the cell phone number you're calling in on?
I doubt that. You don't have Alvin Daniels?
No, sir.
The address... 3835 Westmore Drive.
Okay. So I did find that account. Could you verify your address?
3835 Westmore Drive, Columbia, 29223.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, so I see that you called in today about that charge.
Yes, I got one of them straight, that's $7.95, but there's another one I didn't see for $54.97.
Well, it says in the notes that they explain the voucher that you were charged for, the $54.97, which gets you a $125 voucher to the discount shopping store, which supplies other gadgets.
Okay, no. She might have said it, but I didn't understand it.
Yes, so that's what that charge is for.
Okay. If that's already come out, so I can't get that back, can I?
I can offer a 35% refund on that charge.
35%?
Yes.
I take that too, yes.
Okay, and that can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, sir?
No, that's all. Y'all shouldn't swindle people like that, though.
Well, sir, it was in the terms and conditions. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.